What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, keeping with our theme of Atlanta Black-owned businesses. We have a woman here on the show who just got into the boutique game. I follow her on Facebook with, and I saw she was putting in work. I'm like, well, she got a business I see. We might have her on the show. So we reached out to her, made it happen. You can follow her on Instagram at Lydia underscore Vogue LLC. That's LYDIA underscore VOGUE LLC. Goes by the name of Marcia. Go to her website, www.lydiavogue.com. That's www.lydiavogue.com. Marcia, how are you doing tonight? Glad to have you on the show. How's life? And I see you're cool with that fan behind you. You're very cool, I see. I'm behind you.
Oh yeah, I gotta have the fan because I'm always working. Right now, I'm sitting in front of a bunch of ring lights. These lights give off heat, so I gotta have some air.
I
But
see.
other
I'm
than
about
that, I am doing one.
that fan is going strong.
It just looked like it. It
It
just
look
looked like
like
it's not going fast enough.
I feel
It
that. Hey,
just
look.
looked like
Hey, I'm in my
it.
basement, in my studio here, in my basement here. Look, I'm working with it. I got two in front of me too. I'm just going with it. I'm on my fifth interview today, so I'm all good.
Yep, I'm happy for you. That's good.
Yes, indeed. Let me ask you this. What got you in and want to do a boutique? Having your own line of clothes that you create and design. Tell me about what inspired you.
Every time I go out, people always ask me, where you get that outfit from? Where you get that dress from? I like what you got on. I like how you put those pieces together. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 times. I'm gonna get asked these questions, and they always ask me, do you have your own boutique? I always say no. So I was like, every time I go somewhere, somebody always asks me where I get the clothes from. Did I design them? Do I have a boutique? So maybe that's what I need to do, open up a boutique. So what I did was start writing down stuff, and I started looking at other people's boutiques and see how they strategize their boutiques, just to kind of take notes, not compare or copy, just kind of take notes. Because what they say, if you want to be successful, you get with somebody else that is successful, or you look them up, or you get your book and read about it. And so that's what I did. I strategized, I wrote down everything, wrote down all my supplies, created Net 30 accounts so my business can have its own credit. It was a long process. A lot of investment, a lot of time, but I did it. And here I am 5 months later, I got my own boutique. Thank God. And the name Lydia, it comes from the Bible. She was a dealer of purple fabric because in my prayer, I asked the Lord to back my business. And the first thing that came in my mind was Lydia, the lady that dealt with fabric in the Bible. So And then the color purple, because you see my logo, the LV, it is purple. And so ever since then, it's just been good for me. It's been good.
I hear that. I hear that. So let me ask you this. When you was putting your pieces together prior to getting your boutique, how much process was that for us on your own before now you're designing and making outfits yourself? Just for your own self?
I don't make the outfits. I get them from the vendor.
So let me ask, so how long did it take you to kind of, what's your process? I know for me, it's easy for a man. I got some slacks and a shirt. I'm good. I'm good to go. So for you, what's your process to get ready to go out and be stunning the way you are?
I sit still. You gonna think this is weird when I tell you this, because I've been doing this ever since I was in junior high school. I sit still and I think about what I'm going to wear. I picture all the shoes I got in my closet, and a lot of them I can't picture. And I picture all the dresses, the skirts, the jackets, and I'd be like, bam, that's it. I'm going to put it together. That is. I'm going to put it together. But I'm going to tell you this. It take about 2 to 3 hours to figure it out.
Wow.
You know how us ladies are. We got to go try it on. We got to see if it look right. We got to turn around and look in the mirror. We got to make sure the stomach ain't sticking out. It takes time for us to get ready. We can't just hop up and just do it. We got to be popping.
Oh, trust me. I remember those days of having to help get the people ready.
Yes.
I was the waist trainer and girdle puller. That makes any sense.
You know what? I can't do girdles nor waist trainers. I got to bear the breed.
Yes. I that was my job. She was like, hey, time to put the girl. I had to help put the girl, get and hook in the back. That was my job. That was my role prior to us going somewhere. No lie.
Were you sweating afterwards? Did you sweat after you helped her do that?
I had a little bit of witness on my like, Lord, I had to, you know, I'm like, why are we doing this? I don't care about your stomach. I'm obviously with you. But you know, she cares. So I had to take.
One thing about us ladies, we gotta love it first. We have to love it first before we let y'all love it. We gotta like it first.
Yes.
If we don't like it, it don't matter what y'all say. We ain't going like that. We ain't gonna do it.
I learned that back in that situation, you know, so I'm a master at girdles and waist trainers now. I'm a master at it, unfortunately.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I had to do it before and after, okay? Before and after.
Bless your heart.
So
I'm happy you got this down, Pat.
I told my friends, hey, bro, if you need any help, I have every method how to do this. Unfortunately, I know how to do this very well. I've had practice of it. For 2 years of it.
That's good.
Yeah, but I agree with you. You have to breathe. I mean, because some days would be troublesome when it takes stops on walking. We goes, we gotta need a break. I know, because you got that on, but I left it alone. I said, that's not my fight. It's not my fight. So, and like I said, I looked at your boutique. I looked at it. You got clothes for women. From sizes as regular size on up to the plus size women. So talk about how important it was to make sure you had a diverse size range, because you just wouldn't want a certain size for your people that you sell to. Because I feel like some boutiques only specialize in women who are from 2 to 12. They don't do nobody plus size. So at least I'm glad you do that for all women.
You know what I originally started to do? Make my boutique for plus size only. That was my original plan. And I still might do that. I've only been in the business 5 months. I still might do that. Just sell plus size only. They got stuff out there for 2 to 12. Why don't I be the one that only sell to plus size women? I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree with that. You know, because I'll be honest with you. In my dating life, I've only dealt with women who are like 12 and up. That's just kind of my preference, because
of what I prefer. I'm going to leave you at that.
I'm sure. That's the natural man nowadays. That's the, they want it.
Yeah, so that's my preference. So when I was trying to shop for them, I feel like I was still trying to find, it was janky crap. It wasn't like good stuff. Like, it was just like, I don't want you to wear this. You know, it don't look good.
Well, sometimes that's how they do all plus size girls. And you know, with me having a license and being able to shop with different vendors, I see a lot of trash. And they say it's for plus size girls. And I'm like, I don't want my plus size women wearing that. If I can wear this dress, why can't I get a dress like this in plus size?
Mm-hmm.
This dress is the medium. Why can't I get it in a 2X, a 3X, 4X, a 5X, and let a plus size girl wear it? With the back out. Let me show it to you. Why can't she wear it with the back out?
Exactly.
Why exactly. A plus size girl can't wear a dress?
Exactly. You know also, also, you got to realize this too. In this, in unfortunate fashion, it's the European standard. And we know Europeans have what I call Neanderthal booty. They ain't got what you got. They ain't got what a lot of black sisters got. The clothes they made.
What is a Neanderthal booty?
A flat booty. Our 20 booty.
I'm going to remember that. I'm gonna remember that. That probably was a crazy. I probably should have known that because I've heard of the word Neanderthal, but I didn't know it means flat.
Well, no, that's cold. That's cold for most white women have flat asses. So Neanderthal booty or our 20 booty. Yeah. So see, they ain't got what you got. They ain't, so a lot of clothes ain't made to cover what you got. And all the black women have. That's the problem. A lot of these vendors are the European standard of beauty. That's what the problem
is. Right.
They're not made
and
to
cover. I used to date a guy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that is how I'm not made to cover up women who built like you. And the women I dated in my life. That's why.
I wish you could have told a guy that I used to date. Because when we used to go out on dates, he used to tell me, I ain't going to say my name. I'm going to say Lydia. Lydia, you what? You got something you can cover that up? I said, you want me to put on a sheet? I give you
want
the bed and
look here. I want a Negro to look and see.
Negro, not him.
Look here.
He used to look, be an argue man.
Look here. I want the Negro to look. That means I got a good eye for what I got a good day on my. Like, yes, my one of my exes, like, I want to look. I said, why are you worrying about it? I said, God gave it to you. Don't cover it up. If you didn't have it, you'd be like, get your BBL. If you didn't have it, God, come on now.
I've never had a BBL, but I always had problems with guys that want me to cover up if I date them. So I just don't fool with them. It's always been a problem. And ladies, if y'all listening, be careful of these kind of guys. They are draining. They are mental draining. If you got a body girl, you better show that. Go to Lydia Vogue, get your item, put it on, and he'll be okay. Give him a Benadryl.
But look here.
Let him go to sleep on y'all. Look here.
If a Negro is insecure like Mr. Biggs back in the Mark Kelly videos, you don't need to be with him. If he ain't confident, because I'm okay, let me just put it out here. This is now Lydia. This is going to be, we're going to go Lydia. It's going to go Lydia. So I'll watch this. Look at Negroes. If your girl want to deal with Jody, she will. No matter how much you try to contain it or hold it back, you can't stop her from getting with Jody if Jody in the picture. If she had that burden on her to get with Jody, she will. And Jody will get your girl and gone, okay?
That part, it's up to that woman. And I used to tell him all the time, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm going home with you. So we used to have a hard time trying to find something for me to put on. And I'm standing in my room just like this. After a while, we ain't going.
You should have cut him off earlier. Because that's crazy. Look here. I don't need to look here. Because I know. Look here. If the burden is on you to go deal with a Jody or a Jeanette or whoever we're going to call them, the other piece, that's going to be on your heart. I can't stop you. So I never try to say, Oh, you, yeah. Do I hope you don't go do something with Jody or Jeanette? Yeah, I hope so. But if you do, I can't stop you. So y'all know what time of day it is. I said, then I go do my thing then. So, look here. Or I'm going to move on. It's, but you can't control, fellas. Don't do that. Don't try to contain our sister's beauty. Don't try to hide it because you're insecure. Let a Negro look. You got a witch, you Negro.
Please tell them. Listen. Please tell them. Please. It is so draining.
Yes. See, I'm a very liberal person. I'll take you as you are. That is me. Whatever you come with and I choose to deal with you, that's what you are.
There
you go. I'm trying to change on something.
Because there you go. I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
Look here, because women know this about me. I move to my own beat. I'm a sports dude. I'm a reporter. I don't have regular hours. My phone might ding 11 o'clock at night because of some breaking news. It's not because I got a club or somebody else. You know, I don't conform. My father was a Black Panther. So I'm different. I'm cut different already. So,
I can't knock you for that. I can't. And I won't. You know,
so I believe in being who you are. And it's sad because, you know, at my other employer, which I won't name right now, somebody passed away from getting from going to Brazil to get the BBL. She passed away. 39 years old, because she wanted, she had hips, thighs. She was one of them curvaceous girls, but without the payoff, if you want to say it that way. She didn't have the ass to go with the everything else. So her dude pushed her to get this to make him happy, and now she's in the ground, unfortunately.
What did they do to her?
She went to Brazil. So you know how they do in Brazil. She traveled to Brazil to get the BBL done. She come back to the States. 4 weeks later, she gone. So
sorry to hear that.
So that's why I'm saying, ladies, love yourself. And I'm glad you got rid of that problem. That you can now express yourself. Because if you go to Lydia Vogue's Instagram page, and I have. All I can say is, I understand, but I don't agree with what he did.
What you mean you understand? You can't understand him.
Well, but no, I understand he's insecure as hell, and he wanted to protect all that. So I'm looking at this July 28th black dress on Lydia Vogue, LLC on Instagram, people. Get that dress. It goes to a formal. Go to a Hawks game.
You talking about the one with the one sleeve?
Yes, that's like all I can say is I'll say damn. That's
I got a restock of that coming in. Those sold out. I have a restock coming in.
Yeah, so I'm saying, hey, look here, you can get ladies. Falcons games coming up, Hawks games, concerts, Fox theaters. Wear that black dress. Now, if you got an Anthar booty, I wouldn't wear it. I'll find something else.
It's gonna show everything. It's gonna show everything.
I'm seeing that. I'm looking at it right now.
Hey, they asked for this stuff. I try my best to deliver. Now, you see that dress that you're looking at?
Yes, ma'am.
I want a plus size girl to wear that dress.
I know a few who may do that. I know a few. And we also got her with, we all got her so with bubblegum pink as well. New arrival from June. Bubblegum pink. I see.
And then the cow dress. You see the cow print dress?
I sure do.
I want plus size girls to wear that too.
You know what? I think it'd be good, since we're in the summertime, you go to the beach one last time, ladies. I see this from May 31st that on the right, that green and kind of that sky blue jumper you got, that's a good one.
Yep, it is.
Being the beach guy I am, the diaspora guy I am, this stuff is very attractive to me. So, ladies, so come on now, ladies. Let's get it done now. Let's get it done. But also, like I said, you know, go to LydiaVogue.com right now. Then spend some money with her. $75 to get some free shipping. Can't beat that. Now,
and I'm good on this. Ready to upload some.
You're good about this now. Afterpay. Now, you know, with commercials on this show, I ain't doing no afterpay. I need my money on Tuesday. Your commercial on the weekend. But you were good with it. More power to you now. More power.
Help them out. We're living in what we call somewhat a recession, so my prices are not high. Now, when the recession gone, they're going to go up a little bit. But since we in a recession, I try to accommodate my ladies.
I feel, hey, I respect it. I'm with you now. See, for me, I'm talking out the wazoo for my commercial deal. If you can pay B-World, you can pay me. You can pay Kiss 104.1, you can pay me. So I'm not going out of my prices at all. Because all you lawyers who pay them, y'all pay me the same, a little cheaper. I'm not giving y'all discount lawyers. Truck wrecks and 1-800-HURT-123 and Super Lawyer. All y'all. Appreciate y'all.
I see you going to make me go on there and raise my prices. You going to make me go raise the prices a little bit. And I don't want to do that. Because I'm trying to get in my winter stuff.
Oh, yeah, the winter stuff. See, for the insecure man, the winter stuff is good for them. Because you come up with an overdraft.
I ain't ordering that for the ladies. They don't want that.
Hey, look up. The winter time, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
They can wear this in the winter time. They can wear this in the winter time. They sure can.
Also, we got this too, the leopard print with the back out. That's good. I like that's a fall color. But you need in the summertime. It's a good fall color.
With them camel color pants.
Yes. Showing everything the Lord gave you. I see you. Once again, I understand, but I don't agree.
I was trying to find me some models to model for me. It was hard to find models.
No. I think it's good. Because, see, now this is going to sound really horrible of me. Horrible. But I'm going to say this. If you can't wear what you're selling, it's going to hard to sell it. If you catch my drift.
I catch it.
That's a good thing.
But sometimes the women say to me, do the body come with it? And I'm like, God damn.
God gave you that Georgia body because of the naturalness of Georgia and how country being country cornbread fed. Everybody can't have that. Some women got cursed with the Neanderthal or a little bit of nothing. Or the half cock, as I call it. Like it's in between flat and having something. The half cock. Don't want that either. Either have it or you don't. I can't deal with the half cock.
Tell them about that goddess dress. The Egyptian goddess.
Yeah, okay. What
date
is that on?
The Egyptian goddess dress. It's thin and see-through, and it's got the Egyptian head on it. That is one of my favorite dresses.
Is that the July 2nd dress, or is that another one?
Honey, I don't know. There's so many pictures on there. I don't know. They can just go online and look it up. It's called Egyptian Goddess.
Hey, we're trying to promote it like it ain't nothing. We promote it like, hey, go to Lydia Volk LLC on Instagram. I'm there right now looking at all the dresses. If I had somebody, I might buy them some. I ain't doing that. It's fun. And look here, I've been single for 4 months and I've saved so much money by switching to single. Lord, I've saved so much money. But yes, also I see some purses too under accessories. Get you a purse
only
to
got
match.
One of them left.
She only had one on the. Get it tonight. Now get it tonight. Go to LadyVote.com tonight. Get the 10% off. 10% off. And I like the hat too. The hat is a good additive.
All hats are sold out.
Hats are gone. So see, I'm trying to promote you, and the hats are gone. Look here, I get some more. She needs more inventory to come in now. It's my inventory. I'm trying to promote this stuff. See, I'm trying to do my thing and promote it.
All of it ain't sold out. A lot of it is not sold out. A lot of it is not.
I'm trying to get people accessories too, and to go to what they beauty accessory. They always are important. You know, get your Get you some heels too.
I ship off every day. I ship off every day.
I feel it. And look here. She got this big old smile on her face. She loves what she do. She is smiling and profiling and styling for you people, showing you what she's about. And, you know, it's a lot she's about. I feel her. She's a, your birthday is near somebody I can't stand, but it's all good.
Don't you do that. Don't you do
that. Your birthday is 4 days for somebody I cannot stand. Okay? 4 days.
Hey, you better leave us Aries alone. You better leave us Aries alone.
They four days, I guess, ahead of you. I guess that's, yes.
It's still Aries.
Oh, so what are you?
Aries, I'm the last day of Aries.
Okay. I got you. So what's them after you called?
Taurus.
Well, yeah, I don't like them, obviously.
You so low down.
Look here, it's the 23rd and 24th people. I can't stand back to back.
Oh, that's after me. That's after me.
Yeah,
that's Taurus.
Yeah, that's Taurus. I can't stand them. I hate those 2 days for various reasons.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I'm April the 19th. I'm the last day.
I want y'all to put it out there. I was trying to hide. I would see you. You told it. I was trying to hide the day. I was trying to hide the day from the people. See, you told it. I'm March 11th. So what? I don't know what that is, but I'm March 11th.
You might be an Aries.
I might be whatever I am. I'm number four March 11th. And I'll be acting a fool on that day.
Yeah,
acting a fool.
You might be an Aries. You might be an Aries. We some good people.
She got biker shorts for y'all too. You know? And she got an after church outfit. You were at the church. I'm not gonna worry about the Bible. I'm gonna worry about some of this. You were at a damn church. I ain't thinking about no damn sermon. I'm thinking about Cameo or EU.
Which one are you looking at?
It's a after church outfit in the love asymmetrical top. You got them in red and black too. You got the kind of open cut
with the
jeans
pinstripe pants.
Nah. The open cut jeans with the heels.
Oh yeah,
and the look.
I put that on after church one day because I went on a date.
Did
so
you
that was
did,
my
did
date.
You would you wear it at church?
No, I didn't wear it at church.
Oh, I was like, I'm wearing it. I'm like, I don't know. I can look, pastor. Look, altar call. No, I'm A and me. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When some of y'all go to the altar, you think I ain't gonna be looking? They were like, Brother Jay, you. I don't look. Her ass is at the altar. It's up in the air, but they, I'm looking. Damn it! Screw you.
Okay. Now see, look, when I go to church, I always sit in the back.
Me too. And then knowing what I hate, tell your neighbor. Don't touch me and tell me nothing. I don't know where your hands been. I don't know where
exactly.
Your body been.
Or hug your neighbor.
Don't tell and touch me. Tell your neighbor. God, no, tell me I'm a punch in the face. Get away from me. And tell me, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you, hey, one time in 2017, a dude did not believe me. I was at Big Buffalo A&E downtown. Tell your neighbor. I told him, tell me nothing. He told, he came in, he said, touch your neighbor. Touch me again, I'm going to touch you with my fist.
You did it.
He touched me again. He got hit. He got a right hook to the, he was in the middle of the aisle. Because see, Paris would be like, he's one of them dudes. Tell your neighbor, touch your neighbor. He one of them kind of pastors.
What's this during the COVID?
17. It was 2017, 5 years ago. He got dropped.
Why did you hit that man? We weren't even in a COVID then.
I don't like, I'm not with that.
Okay.
Unless I want you to touch me, which if you ain't a woman, I want you to touch me probably.
I knew you were going to say that.
If you're not a woman, if you're not a woman, I don't find attractive. That's what ain't gonna be able to touch me. But
if it hadn't been me, I'd be like, yes.
I'm like, yes, that's what I'm saying too. Yeah, thank you. It's levels to this. You get it. It's levels to it. He got dropped.
I feel sorry for him. I don't think no other pastor gonna tell him to tell nobody nothing.
He still do it. Thank God I go to Bedside Baptist. I go to Bedside now. But COVID is Bedside Baptist now. Or in this case, Bedside AME.
Wow.
I watch online.
Yeah, I don't like when the pastors do that either. I don't like when they tell us to hug other people either. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't need to hug your ass. Screw you. Yeah, hey, look up. I ain't been to church since. When was I go to church? I went to church last time. I went to church was like March of 2020. Yeah, I went and got my birthday gift. They had me a birthday party.
That's when COVID hit.
Yeah, my birthday, when COVID hit, was on my birthday on the 11th. I was at the Hawks Knicks game.
Wow.
So forever, my rest of my life, COVID day was my birthday.
That is something. You need to go play a number. You need to play a number. Play it when you get to New York.
I say. So, yeah. So,
and don't forget about Lydia Vogue. When you play it, win. Don't forget about Lydia.
I might not forget about you. I saw all of you and then some. How can I forget? Look here. I can't forget that dress and these other things you got going on. And my producer said you have a daughter. I'm like, maybe she do. I don't know, fool. He's like, does she have a daughter? My producer.
I got a daughter. She ain't but 22. You tell your producer she ain't but 22.
Well, he 21. He go to Clark Atlanta. It might be in the wheelhouse.
Well, she got a boyfriend, so.
Son, you screwed your missed out, boy. Boy, you missed out. You shot the shot and you lost. But boy, I give you credit, boy. I told this boy. You miss all shots you don't take, boy. Every shot you don't take, you miss it, son. So at least he shot his shot. I'm proud of that. Boy shot his shot. Good job.
There
son.
You go. There you go.
But hey, this is gonna sound really bad to me. That's what I've told him in the past. I have a boyfriend today, but he could be gone tomorrow. So he's just be cool. Don't get any feelings because things can change. So I've told him this too. I said, from experience, if I have a man today, but he could be gone tomorrow. Or you could be or you could become Jody. You one or two, son. Hey, I give him old head game, I do. I ain't gonna lie, I give him old head game.
That's the best game to give, the old head. That's the best. It's better than what they got going on now.
Man, look. What you said, we got 5 minutes to go, folks, with Lydia Vogue, LLC. I will comment on
back all that stuff out.
Yeah, look here, she got her son look too now. The bike rider set is great stretch. And she needs to have a stretch for her, but she got working with. Need a stretch for sure. That yellow you had on, we see that working.
Guess what size that yellow is?
Probably a 10 or a 12, right?
It's a medium.
Medium, okay. You fit all that ass in a medium?
I buy quality clothes. I'd rather for them to be too big than too small.
I can respect that.
They have to just go on there and just take a chance. If you don't trust me, buy one thing. You will see.
And buy a lot. You get free shipping too. And you can afterpay, which is very interesting to me.
Yep.
But hey, because like I said, lawyers, y'all ain't gonna have to pay for me, lawyers. Y'all get money every day for these cases. Y'all be working every day. Y'all get money. Tuesday by noon, pay me.
That's why I don't understand some people. I got help on the website for you to get what you want. You should be taking advantage of it. And then it's quality clothes.
Because see, too many people are brainwashed to buy the glitz and glam of these reality TV losers and these entertainers and these rappers. These name brands.
Come on back. I need for them to come
on back. I'm trying to bring the black dollar back into your house. I'm trying to bring the black dollar into your home. We're trying to promote
come on
you.
Back. I need you to come on
hey,
back.
The promo code Lydia 10 too. Promo code Lydia 10. Promo code.
Yeah, tell them if it's not in there, type it in there. They sell. They get 10% off, and they can use Afterpay. They can slay now, pay later.
Slay. I like that. Slay now, pay later. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yep.
Hey, she has some good reviews on her site too. We got a good review from Nikki. Quick and beautiful. Material is very comfortable. Good job, Nikki. So reviews are there. And then you go to a site, you're going to see her in her black dress. She come for that.
You keep talking about that black dress.
I'm looking at it right on your website. It's nothing but ass. The NBA, nothing but ass. I can see. It's the NBA. Nothing but ass.
Well, you ain't got to worry about me wearing that in church.
Hey, go to office and call that on. You got all them old people in their background. Oh, have a heart attack at church. Damn. Hey, look. So that old man going to get him to get up for like, oh, they ain't working. I need my damn pill. Shit. Look, a lot of old men go to my church. I know too many stories telling me about, damn, I don't even know y'all old men still fucking. I don't even know that.
I'm going to come over there to your church. I'm coming over there.
Them old men be telling me, like, I don't want to hear that. They invite me to Crystal for them old men meetings. You know how them old men have coffee in the morning at Crystal? They had me come to the meeting at Crystal on 14th Street. Like, no, these old men are some freaks. Talking about nursing home women they got. I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, this is too much. Hey, son,
age ain't got nothing to do with it no more. They
talking about going to nursing home, finding women nursing homes, going to nursing home activity day to find them something. Like,
you know, they're like, giving them the blue pill in the nursing home too, right?
Yeah, I was like, y'all tell me too much information, the old man. Y'all tell me too much.
So, look, disgusting.
They talking about, you don't need it yet, son. I said, no. I wouldn't tell you.
They better be careful if we don't mess around and pass out around here.
Man, look. Go to Crystal on 14th Street and meet these old men. They sick as can be. They see you, they probably go have a heart attack. Yeah, I'm going to bring you to a meeting with me. I'm going to bring you. See how they act. Crystal 14th Street, these old men act. Like, come on, like this old
I'm
man.
I'm gonna wear
crazy.
A black dress.
Oh, do that. They'll love that.
I'm gonna wear the black dress when I come.
They'll love that. we got a minute to go. Before we go, tell everybody something. Tell everybody your last pitch before we go for the night.
Ladies, if y'all on the site, men, if you on the site, go on there and buy all of that stuff, rack up, use Afterpay, pay a little bit every week. Slay now, pay later. Don't worry about that BS. Go on and get that stuff. I got 5-star ratings. Ain't nobody lying. Numbers don't lie. Get it while it's on there now. Because if you don't, I'm going to take it somewhere else and sell it. And I guarantee they'll get it. That's what I need y'all to do for everybody that's listening. This is Lydia Vogue, baby. And she about her business.
In more ways than one we see. Hey, folks. It's been a great show. We'll talk to y'all down the road. We out.
All right, we out.
What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.